Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Ian from Tacoma is. Ian, are you there?
It's Dan, actually, and yes.
It's Dan? Wow, how did I get Ian from Dan?
Sorry, I'm the man.
Travel pieces mixed up.
Sorry about that, Dan. Well, I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
I've been preparing to take on an Ian. I can't do this.
You can't do this? This is your downfall.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Dan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
A zonkey is a cross between a zebra and a what?
Donkey.
Correct. Daylight savings time begins in March and ends in what month?
October.
No.
September.
No.
August.
No. What coffee chain recently released 2 drinks inspired by the film Wicked?
Pass.
Which famous Halloween movie features the line, "Do you like scary movies?"
Nightmare Before Christmas.
No.
Pass.
The music genre R&B stands for what?
Rhythm and blues.
Correct. How many U.S. Supreme Court justices are there?
9.
Yes. In the song Lose Yourself by Eminem, what does he vomit on his sweater?
Spaghetti.
Correct. What Toy Story character was originally going to be called Lunar Larry?
Buzz.
Yes. Which Asian country is famous for the fast food chain Jollibee?
Jolly what?
Jollibee.
Korea.
No. Dan? China. You got 5 correct.
Right.
All right. You only got to 9 questions, so that's more than 50%.
Dan, I believe in you. I think we can do this.
We can.
We can.
Look at that positivity. I love that. You know, Steve might be off his game.
Yeah, he's all depressed about the Kraken losing last night. He's not in the right headspace.
I'm just glad they played early so I didn't have to go to bed pissed off. Had an hour or so to kind of just assess and get over it.
Just be in your feelings about it.
Yeah. Guess cried what? Out. I was still pissed off.
Yeah, it was a tough one.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
A zonkey is a cross between a zebra and a what?
A donkey.
Correct. Daylight savings time begins in March and ends in what month?
November.
Correct. What coffee chain recently released 2 drinks inspired by the film Wicked?
Oh, I bet Starbucks.
Sure is. Which famous Halloween movie features the line, "Do you like scary movies?"
Scream?
Yes. The music genre R&B stands for what?
Rock and roll, baby. No, rhythm and blues.
Yes. How many U.S. Supreme Court justices are there?
6.
No.
9.
It's nice and yes.
Yeah.
In the song Lose Yourself by Eminem, what does he vomit on his sweater?
Mom's spaghetti.
Correct. What Toy Story character was originally going to be called Lunar Larry?
Buzz Lightyear.
Correct. Which Asian country is famous for the fast food chain Jollibee?
Philippines.
Correct. 52 quarters is equal to how many dollars?
Crap. 11.
No.
12.
No.
It's math. Oh, my goodness. 8?
No! Steve, if you just had said 13, you would have got a perfect 10. But you overthought it.
I did.
So you only got 9 correct. But that's still a win, 9-5.
I sometimes hate my brain, and that is a moment where I hate my brain.
I really thought you were going to get a perfect 10.
Mm-hmm.
Because you said
11, I was going in the right direction.
12, and I was like, just say 13. Just do it. But sorry, Dan.
No worries. The streak is alive.
The streak is alive?
Must be the losing streak.
He seemed very happy about that.
You know, he still performed better than both my times on Beat Mix.
Is that the standard?
That is the standard. Like, okay. Are you smarter than Taryn?
Was it 2 and then
2
4?
And then 4.
Maybe... Whenever you play next, you'll get 6.
One
Maybe.
Can only hope.
Well, yeah, the only one you didn't get is 52 quarters is equal to $13.
Yep, math.
But other than that, you did great.
Thank
Congrats.
You.
Live Night is coming back on December 13th, Rockaholics, and we're going to be at Showbox Soto, and you can be at Showbox Soto as well to watch everything performed live on the stage. It's going to be the Daily Mig Show, the Men's Room, each doing it up, and it's so much fun. We do live actors that do all the cool, you know, voice things and sound effects, barbershop quartet.
Yep, of course, we're going to play Beat Migs live, and all the sound effects that happened during Beat Migs are going to have to be performed by the Foley artists. It's a great time.
And you can get those tickets at KISW.com. Imagine going to an attraction that would lead you to scream like this. What is going on there?
I think they were at Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, boy.
I'm kidding.
You're going to find out after Stained.
The Daily Mix Show.
There is a haunted house in Tennessee that has been dubbed the world's scariest. And they have a torture chamber that you can experience. Oh, yeah. The attendees even agreed to have teeth yanked out of their head and fingers broken during the experience.
What?
Okay.
Oh.
Here are clips of some of the people going through McCamey Manor.
Nobody's gonna save you. You're all alone.
Oh.
I
want to
help. I want to help. Let me out.
That's really intense, and I don't think anyone knows what they're in for if they go here.
Yeah, after hearing that, I have zero interest in going anywhere where I'm screaming bloody murder, asking to be... Because we went to some hot, scary places, and they are scary, but at no point am I like, get me out of here.
Yeah, that was free. That sounded like it was out of a movie.
Yeah, but I mean, so what, are they actually yanking on your teeth? Or like, as like a makeup? Obviously not pulling your teeth out or breaking your fingers, but are they simulating it by like kind of grabbing you in an aggressive way?
I guess so.
Hard pass.
Sounds like out of a Saw movie.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
So do you think that is as scary as the Georgetown Morgue?
Man, the Georgetown Morgue was pretty freaking scary. And we all went there. And we went there when there weren't any actors. So we just went through the Georgetown Morgue with like all the lights off and went through all the props and all that without the people jumping at you.
There. And during the day, too.
And we were still freaked out. And here's a little sampling of how it sounded for us at the Georgetown Morgue.
Ah! Jesus! What the hell? Darren!
Ah! I don't know why when all else fails, I just start yelling your name.
Darren!
Danny! Sarah! I'm freaking out!
Oh, I got wet! I got wet!
Wet?
Yeah!
With blood?
Yes, with blood, Taryn.
Blood?
We're getting doused with blood.
I mean, it is a morgue, you know.
Oh, there's cockroaches!
Hey! I don't like this.
Oh. Hey! Back off, you guys! Back off.
We're at the Georgetown Morgue. This place is crazy.
I like how I'm saying back off to these fake these fake monsters that just came swinging from the ceiling. Back off, buddy.
Yeah, not today.
We survived the Georgetown Morgue.
Joey.
And Joey was one of the guys that runs the place. He's like a second generation scarer, too. His dad did it as well.
Very passionate about the scare.
Awesome dude.
This place is awesome.
I'm glad you guys like it. Yeah, we try and make it fun for everybody.
That was, without a doubt, the coolest thing I've ever been a part of.
When it's dark, adds a whole new layer.
Oh. Yeah, like a layer of heart attacks.
I mean, I can't even believe how much it just kept going and going and going. That might be the longest haunted experience I've ever had. It was fantastic. And even on the outside, they have all the warnings like, hey, if you have this problem, it's probably not for you.
I was at one point being like, I'm actually pregnant. I need to get out of here.
I do have joint problems. I can't remember what all of them were, but I was like, I'll take one of those.
But I highly recommend check out Georgetown Morgue because it was a blast. And I would say, would you say that's the iconic one? Because I remember when we first like, I don't think Danny, maybe Sarah, you remember it. I'm sure Taryn, you remember back in the day, remember Cube 93 had the haunted house.
My parents used to take me to that every year, and it was amazing. I think they even had ambulances on standby in case there was any sort of a medical emergency.
That was like the go-to haunted thing to do back when I first moved out here. And then, you know, over time, obviously Cube's not around anymore. They stopped doing the haunted house. Maris Farms, they do a great one. Like it's a haunted maze, like a wood in the woods. And that one's really awesome. But I feel like the Georgetown Morgue one has become the iconic scare place for us during the Halloween season. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Highly recommend.
They do such a great job with it.
Happy Halloween, Rockaholics. There is a well-known celebrity that is saying all of his success was inspired by a bully who gave him a black eye. But did he deserve that?
I kind of, after hearing the story and hearing him talk about it, I'm starting to think that the bully was in the right.
Well, you'll hear the full story at 7:20.
Daily Mix Show.
John Stamos recently was featured in People magazine, where he shared a story about how he was driven to find all his success because of a bully who gave him a black eye back in high school.
Ouch.
Yeah. So this is not the first time he shared this story. When he was interviewed by Drew Barrymore, he also gave all the details.
And to preface it, apparently he was talking about how, like, before he became good-looking John Stamos, he was kind of an ugly duckling that liked lots of nerdy stuff. And then in high school, as he got older, he started turning into a good-looking dude. And that's when all of a sudden some of the attractive ladies found him attractive.
Mm.
And here's the story.
I wanted to sort of highlight this moment when I went from a caterpillar to a butterfly, you know what I mean? Because I'm a dorky kid, I was a band geek, and I was into puppets and magic, and girls didn't like any of that stuff.
Well, that was my problem, because I also like puppets and magic, and I was
still
in the band.
Do.
I kind of do.
Yeah, you haven't really changed.
No, see, I'm like John Stamos. I stayed true to who I was.
That's right.
And I was in marching band, and this kid was playing cymbals, and he said, you know, so-and-so thinks you're really cute and wants to go out with you. I said, you got to be kidding me. And that, you know, it was the first time that I heard somebody, you know, like me. So he said, don't tell anybody, because the sister told me. We were at a block party that night, and I told everybody. And at the end was her boyfriend, this jock guy. You know. I'm sitting in this car with someone else, and he, you know, knocks on the thing. I roll down the window, bam, popped me right in the eye.
This sounds like the premise to like an 80s romantic comedy.
Absolutely.
Right? Like this complete whole thing.
This is the plot.
And I had to walk around with this black eye, and I said, I have to do something. I have to do something dramatic and drastic here. I got to become famous. And, you know, and I did, but
so random.
Such an afterthought, too.
And I did. And I did. Crazy, guys.
Well, so easy.
I'm massively successful and rich now. And everyone thinks I'm attractive. Back to his story.
It took me a while. But this guy, you know, I think that propelled me to be, every step I remember, I'm like, I got to get on TV. I'm going to show him. And I got to play with the Beach Boys. And I'm going to invite him to a concert. And he's going to be backstage. And I'm going to have my bodyguards beat him up. And, you know, none of that happened. I'd like to.
Wouldn't that be awesome if it really did?
Oh, my God.
This bully's living rent-free in John Stamos's head. And he's doing everything just to spite him.
The fact that he's held on to it all these years is really kind of cracking me up. Like, you did it, dude. You made it. You proved your point.
If you had a therapist, I feel like they'd be like, there comes a point where you need to just let this go, John.
I'd like to see him one day. And I'd say, hey, man, you know, thank you. You did a lot for me. You really propelled me. And then I'd walk away and say, thank you very much. Then I would stop. I'd say, oh by the way, you know the girlfriend that did the thing? I dated her for about 2 years, and she said you had a small I just wanted to know. Well, she did. And you know, you let it go.
Yeah, you do have to let it go, John.
He said he even wanted to dedicate his recent memoir to the bully, but the publishers wouldn't let him.
And he didn't know the name of the guy, and I saw that he wanted to call him Mr. Small Wiener.
Wow.
I love this.
I was going to say, why does this remind me of something Sarah would do eventually? Like she's going to hold on to a grudge for forever and just hate somebody.
I think this is great. I think it's okay to have a little pettiness in your heart still. And the fact that he doesn't even remember his name.
Yeah.
Just is the cherry on top.
I do kind of wish that he would get him to go to a concert, Beach Boys concert, and then have the security, maybe not beat him up, but like just kind of like, you know, throw him out of the venue. Be like, this is for John. You punched him in the eye. Now we got you. But also, like, why are you bragging about a girl thinking you're hot when she's dating somebody? Not to say that the bully was right, but.
Oh. Yeah.
Look at this guy just
now
going
he's
around.
Defending the bully.
I know. Well, I think it's a little weird to go around and be like, you know, Bob's girl over there, she totally wants me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong.
I'm not saying you should punch him in the eye or anything like that, but I'd be a little bit like, hey, dude, shut the hell up. That's my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, it's John Stamos.
Also, he could do no wrong because it's John freaking Stamos.
It's John freaking Stamos.
It is funny, though, no matter how successful you are, when you hear someone like open up like that. I know he's like sounds like he's joking around a little bit, but it also does sound like he hasn't let it go.
No, you know.
Not at all.
You know somewhere he's sitting at home and just being like, ah, that guy.
I freaking hate that guy.
That guy.
I'm still, I want to get one punch back. I just want to get back at that guy.
Mr. Small Wiener.
Mr. Small Wiener.
206-803-ROCK, what dumb or random thing inspired you to succeed, just like John Stamos? 206-803-ROCK, we'll take your calls after Beastie Boys.
The Daily Migs Show.
What dumb or random thing inspired you to succeed? 206-803-ROCK.
some of the texts that are coming in. One person says, my mom said that I was too dumb to be a doctor back when I was a kid. I'm currently in med school. We still laugh about that.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. That's quite the glow up.
Was that like a moment where you're like, mom, I want to be a doctor? She's like, shut up, Billy. You're too stupid to be a doctor. And then he's like, I'll show you.
Watch this.
To the books I go. I like this one because I do remember this character from G.I. Joe. Dumbest thing that inspired me. I grew up watching G.I. Joe. I joined the Marines and recently retired. And I have gung-ho to thank for this. Thanks because of how cool he looked in his Marine dress blues.
Oh, that's awesome.
I remember that character. That character was one of my favorites too. Didn't inspire me to end up joining the military, but I thought he was pretty badass.
He is badass.
He had different outfits.
Oh, yeah.
So he had, like, the nice dress-up look, and then he also had the ones where he's, like, wearing a vest with no shirt, and he had a cool tattoo on his chest, and he was just shooting people.
Are these the ones where you, like, clip the outfit on?
No, I think they just kind of, maybe some parts might come on. Come on. These are the ones that had the kung fu grip.
Oh, of course. Do you remember the Kung Fu Grip? I do.
Does Danny or Sarah even remember the Kung Fu Grip? That was like a big feature. It's like now with a Kung Fu Grip. Mm. And I really don't know exactly what that meant.
206-803-ROCK, what dumb or random thing inspired you to succeed?
All right, you, Taryn Daly. Let's hear about T-Dog.
Man, I mean, I had a soccer coach once way back in the day that told me my IQ was the same as my jersey number. Want to know what my jersey number was?
I'm positive it wasn't 99.
No, it was 0. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to college. I'm going to get a degree. And I did.
Did you ever get to look that person in the eye and say, look what I did?
No, I didn't get the John Stamos revenge. It's too bad.
Yeah. Because I think about mine, I've shared it with these guys. I don't know if I ever, I think I shared it with you because I brought it up during the roast of Steve Miggs, that big event that we had at Snoqualmie Casino. And I shared a true story of like what inspired me to want to get into radio was most of the people in my family were like, you're going to go to move to Seattle and try and make it in radio? Like, you barely even talk to us. And in my head, I'm like, well, because I don't like you. I don't want to talk to you. But my grandfather was like the worst, my dad's dad. And he was just such a jerk to me growing up. And like, I was just trying to always entertain him and just do stupid puppet shows and other dumb things. And he would get so mad and he would yell at me and tell me to throw that stupid puppet away. So I was like, one day I'm going to show him that I can be entertaining. And I'm still trying to do that part. But I finally got my comeuppance and did the puppet show at the roast of Steve Miggs, which was kind of like a full circle moment. I'm like, well, if it goes poorly, then I can be like, you know what? Grandpa was right after all. But it actually was like a lot of fun.
We loved it.
It was so weird because the puppet show involved this puppet that just cursed everybody out, including you, Taryn Daly.
I did find the clip of
the puppet being very mean to you when I was trying to explain to him how you were our music director at the time and you picked the songs.
We play rock stuff like, you know, Black Sabbath, you know, War Pigs, Black Sabbath. And you, Taryn, for playing Nirvana all the time.
There you go. I think that puppet speaks for a lot of rockaholics.
Absolutely. Yes. 206-803-ROCK, what dumb or random thing inspired you to succeed? Sandra in Yelm.
Hi, good morning. So my son is, our son is 26 years old, and he had a chunk of money that came to him through a annuity. And on a whim, this was all during COVID, somebody was selling a shave ice business and he jumped on it and was like, Mom, I want this for you. We've been trying to get you in a food truck forever and ever. And that's my whole family, my husband included. And he's like, here, I want this for you. I want you to do this business. And we started it 2021 as soon as COVID lifted. We're 4 years in. We're currently in the process of building a food truck. We do corn dogs and real Hawaiian shave ice that is as close to Hawaii as you're going to get. And it's a business that has just been growing and blooming ever since.
That's amazing. So what's the name of the food truck?
It's Chaotic Eats.
Chaotic Eats.
Yep, because nothing is normal. everything is like our corn dogs, you know, we have something called a chaotic disaster that's like four different meats and three different cheeses. And yeah, it's like 14 inches long and it looks like a disaster, but it's amazing. It just tastes phenomenal. So we roll our corn dogs in the breadcrumb, so it's like a Korean corn dog type experience, but it's like a Louisiana hot link and a German sausage and a regular hot dog and then a beef, an all-beef hot dog. Then we do Monterey Jack cheese and Colby Jack cheese and Pepper Jack cheese all on the same stick. And it's phenomenal.
So we know where we're coming this weekend.
Yeah, off to Yelm we go.
We're actually going to be, we're going to be at Yelm High School supporting, helping raise money for the TCYFL Football League.
Okay.
The Pee Wee Football. So we're going to be in the parking lot at Yelm High School. So if anybody's interested, come out.
That's awesome.
I'm looking at some of the pictures on your social media pages, and all of this looks completely bonkers. It looks awesome.
Oh, it is phenomenal. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sandra. I want some of that chaos.
Chaotic eats.
Yeah.
Oh, the story to the son's like, oh, Mom, I know you've wanted to do this. Here's a food truck. That's pretty freaking
cool. That's so amazing. I love that story. Rockaholics, I certainly hope that you took the time yesterday to check out the men's room at 540, because that is the time that I gave out a cheat sheet for Beat Migs coming up at 750. Steve has a record of 297 wins, 88 losses, and 51 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 750.
The Daily Migs Show.